Good evening. In today's gospel, Jesus talks about two men who went into the temple to pray, but for different reasons. At the end of the prayer, one went home forgiven and justified, while the other went home unforgiven. The Pharisee had simply talked about his own virtues and looked with contempt on the tax collector. He wanted to make a great impression before God and appear much superior to others. But the truth is, God is not impressed with our self-righteous attitude in prayer. Whereas the tax collector knows he is a sinner, and he acknowledged it before the Lord. He said, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." Jesus wants us to follow the example of the tax collector in our prayer. He wants us to acknowledge in humility that everything we are and everything we have come from God. We are only unworthy servants. St. Paul, in today's second reading, may appear to be boasting. "I have fought the good fight," he says, with apparent satisfaction. "I have finished the race." But his attitude is so different from that of the Pharisee in the gospel, because Paul attributes all his achievements to the Lord. He never takes any credit for himself for all his achievements. It is because of our Lord that he could do what he could do. Stewardship is all about humility and acknowledging our nothingness before God. When we come to pray, we are here to pray through the Holy Mass by giving back to God in thanksgiving, by sharing from the blessings we have received in humility during the offertory. As we all know, our St. John Newman Parish is a servant community, a true missionary parish. And I am so blessed to be part of this parish. We are so involved in various ministries, both within our parish and beyond. A couple of weekends ago, we did an in-pew commitment of our time and talents by choosing to serve in the ministries of our choice. I thank all those who have signed up and made a commitment. So many of you are actively involved in providing for the poor, the hungry, and the less fortunate in our neighborhood and beyond. Through your generous donations of money, food, and clothing, we are feeding and helping hundreds and hundreds of people every year. Last year alone, through the St. Vincent de Paul Society Food Pantry Program, we fed 1,600-plus individuals by serving 22,862 meals. Our Knights of Columbus brothers served more than 2,500 breakfasts and donated more than $9,000 to various ministries in our parish. Our parish is giving financial help to the missionaries of the poor in Jamaica and the missionaries of Charity Sisters in Atlanta every month. We are doing ministry to the prisoners, assisting women struggling in pregnancies, sheltering the homeless through the Family Promise Program, and many other works of charity. Our Creation Care team members are taking very good care of our gardens in our campus, and they work so hard to protect the environment by educating the parishioners on proper waste management, recycling, and savings on water and energy. Our mission is also to proclaim the gospel of Jesus, to teach about our faith to our children, to our youth and adults through the religious education programs. A large amount of money you give through the offertory is used in providing religious education programs for our children and youth, for our parish, and for the RCIA program that we are running every year. 2 years ago, if you recall, we did an increased offertory program called Faithful Living, Grateful Giving. So many of you responded generously to my request to increase your offertory giving. As a result, we have seen an increase in our parish offertory income over the past year. This definitely helped us to do more for our parish community and to share more with the poor and the needy. Today I stand before you again to request for a renewal of your offertory commitment. We need your money, in other words, you know. Let me put it simply, you know. Trust me, I never ask for money the whole year, you know. This is the only time I'm asking, and I won't ask again this year. No. We need money. We need your help. Without your help, we cannot run this parish. And you have been so generous in the past, I know that. And I continue to request you to renew your commitment. I request every family in our parish to make a financial pledge to the church today. Those of you who have been giving regularly to the church, either through the offertory envelopes that you put in during the offertory, or through e-giving. Several of you are giving through e-giving. Thank you so much for your generous support to our church. Please renew your commitment again today by filling out the envelope in the pews. You will find an envelope in the pews. We will get to it later. It is important that we develop a habit of renewing our commitment to God every year in sharing our blessings of time, talents, and treasure. It is a time again to remind ourselves of our call to be generous stewards of Christ. And I request those families who have not yet made a commitment last year, or those who have not started giving to the church so far, to begin to do so from this time. If every family in our parish increases their giving level at least by 1% or 2% more, or if you begin to do so from now, every week, then that would help in a very substantial way to increase our offertory over the year. This will help us to get more of our parish projects done. Every one of you is important to us. Each of you can make a difference in our church through your generous sharing. There is no one who can say, "Oh, I don't have anything to give." Well, we all can give something back to God, even very little, you know, to the church. The amount does not matter, but what matters is how willing are we to share from the heart. Remember the story of the parable of the poor widow in the gospel that Jesus spoke about? She just put in two small coins, and Jesus praised her for that, because that's all she had, and she gave it all to the Lord. The money you give to the offertory, through the offertory, is a sign of your sacrificial giving. Yes, it calls for sacrifice. It's our hard-earned money. That's why it is a sacrifice to give a portion of that to the Lord in thanksgiving for the blessings that we receive from God. Based on our annual financial report, our parish operating expenses have increased by 5.6% over the past year. Our reports indicate that over 82% of all our income comes from about 9% of our parishioners. I repeat, 82% of all our income comes from about 9% of parishioners. We have 2,314 registered families as of lately. 2,314 registered families. Of these, 1,151 families show no record of any donations to the church. This is about 55%. That means about 55% of our parishioners give very little or nothing to the church. This is shocking, right? It is important that we begin to give consistently through the offertory. We need your help to meet all the needs of our parish, especially for the major maintenance of our facilities. We have a large facility here, if you notice. And also for the unforeseen repairs of our buildings. Right now, you may have noticed the scaffoldings at the back wall of the church facing Tom Smith Road. Right here, behind this wall. You know, some of you may be wondering what is going on there. Well, our rose window is covered right now. Well, unfortunately, the stones on the wall have started falling down. Something that nobody would have imagined would happen. Our building is only 9 years old. It's unfortunate. And now we have to repair it. And the estimate for this work alone is about $65,000. That is the best we could get, you know, from the contractors. $65,000 just repair the falling stones. It is a very tedious work and it is a very dangerous task. And there are many other repairs we have been doing on this building already. Unfortunately, these things do happen. Anything can go with the construction. And we have to fix it. Increasing our Sunday offertory collection will allow us to meet these needs and to continue the mission of our parish church. I do understand that some families are experiencing difficult financial situations, but we all can give something back to God and pray that God will bless our generosity. I appeal to you once again, brothers and sisters, to share from your financial blessings by making a pledge today to the church by filling out the envelope in the pews. And I encourage you to give e-giving. You know, several of you are already giving through the electronic giving, and that is much easier and safer, you know. And no worries. You just set it up online and forget about it. You know? Even if you forget the envelope when you come to Sunday Mass, no, we get the share, okay? So that's the best way to go now, electronic giving. So if those who have not started, if you want to get more information on electronic e-giving, please call the parish office. We'll be happy to help you with that. And as always, I thank you for your generous support to our parish. May God bless you all. Before we begin the process of in-pew commitment, I invite Deacon Mike Hayward, our stewardship coordinator, to explain to us a few things. Thank you.